Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Roth.
Hey, you freaks, this is Roth on the Dollcast. Coming to you from SlyDogStudios.org with your daily update on development for the NES, Nintendo Entertainment System, and other ramblings and such. Today was... There was something really awkward that happened today. I'm at work, and I get a call on my cell phone from my wife. Now, the first thing I think is, oh man, maybe Gavin, his fever hasn't broken and gone away, you know, since he got his shots yesterday. And I thought maybe, you know, something like that. Like, something was wrong with him, and she was just going to let me know. Turns out, it wasn't anything like that. She says, oh, I got to tell you something funny. And I was like, well, go ahead. She said, okay, now keep in mind I'm at work. And she calls, she says, I just saw a cloud that looks like a penis. I just stopped. I was like, I was kind of like, what do I do with that? I'm at work and she's going to say, hey, there's a cloud that looks like a penis. I think I'll just call you. So I responded in the only way I knew how. I asked a question back. I said, soft or hard? And she answered. She didn't. I wasn't looking for an answer. And she said, oh, hard. I was like, oh my Lord. I said, okay, I gotta get off here. I'm at work. Couldn't believe that. And then, just after that happened, I'm emptying the garbage upstairs, and this place, you know, the big wigs are always having their little parties and, you know, stuff they buy, like food from other places. They had Subway platters, you know, that the leftovers were in the garbage, you know, all the scraps and stuff, and I was just, oh, God, that sounds so good. And they always have, like, Monocle's Pizza. I don't know if Monocle's is any kind of chain that's around where any of you live at, but it's an awesome pizza with this really good French dressing that goes with salad, but it's also really good somehow on the pizza itself. But they always have that kind of stuff. And so, first I heard about a cloud that looked like a penis. Then I saw this abandoned Subway scraps and but it was a pretty average day overall, really. I have a lot to talk about with NESDev. I got a lot done on the 3-in-1 2P pack. When I started back up on this project, I figured that the order I would work on the games would be tic-tac-toe, pegs, then click, and then, you know, the hidden game that I decided at the last minute I'm going to throw in. Because I have tic-tac-toe, I already have it to where player one and player two could lay down their tiles, you know. So, I figured that'd be the first one that I'd finish up. But I was talking about the other day, maybe it was yesterday, how I started defining the sprites in click. And so today I started the first thing I was doing was finishing up defining those sprites, you know, where they appear on screen, which tiles, which palette to use, putting the proper palette in place and all that. And then I just kept working on it. I actually decided on the two players, you know, click has the blue screen for a face, a little computer monitor. And I have the second player with a little red face. And I think that's pretty good because a lot of games have the blue and black, or a blue and red theme for first player, two player. You know, you have your Double Dragons, Contras, Scat, etc. Shadow of the Ninja. So I figured I'd just go that kind of route. But I might switch the screen for player two to green. I don't know yet. I might make it to where when you get hit, your screen turns red or some garbage. I don't know yet. But right now, the first player has a blue screen, and second player has a red screen. And after I had everything drawn in, all the sprites, I have all four of the electric bolts that bounce back and forth. I had them all drawn on screen. They're all just sitting still. I had the first player drawn on screen and the second player drawn on screen. And they're all just chilling. And I didn't stop there. I said, okay, let's go ahead and get these players moving. I went ahead and started messing with the controls. And pretty quickly, I basically used most of what was from the original Click game. I figured, you know, why change what works, you know? There's going to be plenty of ROM space in this cartridge anyway. So I just took that over. And then when I went to implement the second player moving around, he wasn't moving at first. And I was like, what's going on? Why isn't he moving? Then I thought about it. There was a couple of changes that I forgot to make to the code. And so I started moving the first player, and it was moving both the first and second player together. And so it made me think of, like, shooters. Like outer space shooters, where you have, like, your little options or those extra planes on the side of you. So, you know, you're guiding these things. They're going right with you on the side. Kind of made me think of that. But so I got them all moving around, both the first and second player. And I was very happy with that. And I started defining hit detection. I kept going. Got the hit detection defined for first and second player. And the way I tested it, I put the hit detection in for all the enemies. You know, I put the bounding boxes in for the enemies, the player. And then I also put in the hit detection for a player picking up a virus, or both players picking up the virus. And I also put in hit detection for player to player, which I haven't implemented anything with that yet, but it's getting a little ahead of myself. But those are the things I put in. And the way I test the hit detection while everything's sitting still is I put a little loop, you know, a loop that it's a forever loop, jumps to nowhere and just keeps going. So I test each side against the enemies, you know, the bolts. So I'll go up, and right when I touch the enemy, it jumps to that loop, so I can see exactly where it hits at. So that way I can look at it and go, okay, that looks fair. Or, well, he's not close enough. Let me add in, you know, let me subtract one from the enemy or something like that. Or from the player, you know, whichever ends up easier. So I did that, and I tested with both the first and second player, and it ended up working out beautifully. Had the hit detection in against the enemies. And then after that, I thought, okay, well, let's go ahead and get these enemies moving. So I took the actual code from Click, and what I did on that, because that was back when I wasn't very good at coding at all. You know, I'm not great right now, but I'm a lot better now when I want to, you know. So I took the code over, but then I made that code to run all four of the enemies. Before, I had each code for each enemy, you know, one routine for each enemy. It just walked through each one. So this one, I threw an offset on there so that it'll go through all of the first enemy moving it, and then it'll jump back to the beginning and do the second one, third one, and fourth one. And that worked out really well. So I got them moving, and they're all moving in one direction. And I had to then define where they have to bounce back from. And that went swimmingly. So there, all of a sudden, the enemies were bouncing around. I could move around. And I was sitting there like, wow, I'm getting a lot done. I mean, I had some framework from Click, but actually moving it over and getting it all going, and it's different too, so the layout's all different. I was on a roll. So I kept going. And I decided, well, I guess it's time to start putting the virus in. In the original Click, there was only, I believe, 15 or 16 positions that the virus could appear at. Well, this one has 100. I think it's 100 positions that the virus can appear at. So I think that's going to help a lot more from randomness. I put in the random number code, which is just another incrementing counter, and then when it gets to a certain point, it goes back to the beginning. It goes to 0 to 100, well, 99. 0 to 99, and then it starts over. So that works out really well, because now there's virus that goes all over the place. And then I tested the hit detection with the virus, and it works well. And, oh man, I was so excited at this point. I mean, this is a big, big chunk of the game. And it was almost time for work. So I figured, okay, one more thing. And I got the enemy animation going. All the enemy animation is the tiles of the electric bolts. They just flip one at a time. They flip horizontally. And, wait, is that considered horizontal or vertical? Maybe it's considered vertical. I don't know. But they just flip upside down and back and forth. Upside down, right side up, upside down. And then it all stays connected, but it gives it this like kind of squiggly look. And that ended up working after 2-3 attempts. I got something wrong at first, but finally got it right. And that's what I got done today. I got a lot of Click done today. So there's still quite a bit to do on it, but I feel really good about what got done today. Okay, NintendoAge.com, a great partner indeed. If you're a collector of video games, or you just play games, or you like to hang out with people who are gamers themselves, go to NintendoAge.com and join for free. They have a message board where you can trade, buy, sell games. They have a collection tool that's custom made by NintendoAge.com, which you can manage collections for Nintendo and Sega systems. So if you go there, make sure you tell them Roth sent you. The admins are awesome, and don't be an idiotic douche. All right, let's go ahead and go down real quick. Let's go down memory lane.
Random access memory lane.
Okay, you know, when I was in high school, when I first went, the first year at high school, my freshman year, they had, I believe it was called Open Campus, where you could leave for lunch and then come back. And lunch was, I believe, 30 minutes, I believe. So a lot of times we'd go to like Arnholtz Bakery, which is closed now, but it was this nice little mom and pop type shop that had great, great donuts. Glazed, all kinds of good stuff. But we would always go through the ramp. There was you go down to the cafeteria in the basement of the school, and then there was this delivery ramp where semis would back down to deliver off the packages of food and boxes of food that said grade F but edible on them. So we would just go on through there. You know, it was open campus. It was fine. Well, after that, it was closed campus. After my freshman year, they closed it down sophomore on up, which was a bummer, but at least I got 1 year. But I was one of those naughty guys, and I liked to skip school quite a bit. And you're not supposed to do that, right? But hey, it is what it is. And so what I started doing, they would, because they'd always have people at the doors to the outside of the building, but they never had anyone by that ramp. So I would always just go on, walk up the ramp, and walk off. Now, walking from there, how many blocks is it? Six blocks? I don't know. I don't remember the number of blocks, but there is a bowling alley. It's called Lincoln Lanes. And I used to go here all the time to go bowling and whatnot. Well, whenever I would do these school skipping sessions, I would go there just to play the arcade games. I mean, they had pool tables also, and those are great. I used to go there, you know, after work with buddies, and we'd play some pool sometimes. But if I skipped school, it was to go play the arcade at Lincoln Lanes. And they had a few good games. It's actually the first place that I ever saw Mortal Kombat. And not only was it the first place I saw it, it was the first place that I saw people doing fatalities and whatnot. And I would sit here and watch their hands, and I'd go, "What are you doing? How are you doing this?" And I thought it was really cool. Well, it was the first time I saw Mortal Kombat in the arcade. So, yes. They also had NBA Jam, which, as everybody knows, was a really popular game. I didn't play it much, though, because I was really bad at it. But I loved watching other people play it, and balls on fire, and it was pretty good. I liked it. They also had, the only place I've ever seen this was a Sega game called Time Traveler, and it was like a holographic game. And I think it cost more to play it, if I remember correctly, because I never played it often. I think I tried once or twice, but was no good at it or couldn't figure it out. But it was this weird-looking cabinet, and I believe it was white and blue, but it showed these holograms of people, and I can't remember what you even did on it. All I remember is the hologram thing, or holographic thing, or whatever you want to call it. But they had that arcade there. It's the only place I've ever seen it in my life. And, let's see, what else did they have? Ah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was the game that I always played there. They had a Neo Geo cabinet, right? Now, that Neo Geo cabinet had, I can't remember how many they had in it. Maybe three games. What did they have? 3 to 5 games or something? Well, they had one game in particular that I fell in love with, and it was called Samurai Showdown. Oh, man, I loved that game. Oh, it was such a great game. I used to always play as that black ninja. Was it Hanzo? Hanzu? Ranzo? Ranzu? I think it was Hanzo, something like that. I used to always play as him. I never did get through the whole thing while I was playing there in Lincoln Lanes, but it was a blast. I remember sometimes that big Texas guy who would fart on you would kick my butt. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I got by him at times, but I just remember he would kick my butt sometimes. It was fun, though. I loved that game. They also had a gun game, and I'm pretty sure it was, I think it was Operation Wolf. I think it was right next to NBA Jam. But I play that sometimes. I know it was one of those gun games. I don't remember exactly which one it was, but that's just one of those things I used to do back then. Wrap up the memory lane. Okay, well, freaks, I'm going to get out of here. I'll report back to you tomorrow. Hopefully I get more click stuff done. Hopefully, if I do well enough, I will have it all done. Just that game and particular. If I do, I'll make a video or something and upload it to Blip and let you know. We'll see, though. I don't know. All right, well, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, and if you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.